Graduate student Richard Bond works on computer simulations to the quiet hum of servers in an office basement at UT Arlington. On a blue screen, there's a circle, the Earth, and there's pixelated waves swaying up and down. They represent the sun's blowing winds.
So the solar wind is coming really fast. It's moving at 1,000,000 miles an hour. Mm. And it slams into Earth's magnetosphere. It doesn't know it's there, but it slams into it and creates this shock wave. You can think of it as an airplane moving supersonic.
Those winds are caused by flares coming from the sun. Just like there are hurricanes here on Earth, solar storms rage outside the atmosphere.
Space weather is when the environment in space changes, and what drives those changes is the varying output from the sun.
Ramon Lopez is a space weather researcher at UTA. Lopez says most of the time, solar winds aren't harmful. In the worst case scenario, they can do some real damage or at least mess up your directions.
It's just like if you look at a pencil and you stick it into a glass of water, the pencil looks bent. So the pencil isn't really exactly where you see it. So that happens with GPS signals.
Lopez points to how space weather had an impact on a battlefield in Afghanistan.
There was a communications difficulty, and that contributed to the issue of that particular battle. And they went back through the records and said, hey, wait a second, we think that this communications difficulty that they had was because of ionospheric disturbances.
In April, Congress passed the Space Weather Research and Forecast Act to help track these disturbances in the atmosphere and what causes them.
Basically, the ultimate driver is the sun. So we need to go back all the way to the sun.
UTA researcher Yue Ding received a $7 million grant from the Department of Defense. She collaborates with researchers across the globe to study the sun's chaotic behavior. That's because, at this point, solar wind prediction is tricky, especially when it comes to measuring the energy output of massive solar flares.
That's a big, big question for the space weather forecast. We want to figure out which one is coming, which one is not going to hit us. And if it hits us, how bad is it?
And while solar winds can be dangerous, they can also be beautiful. In fact, they're what causes the northern lights, the bright greens and purples of Aurora Borealis. For KERA News, I'm Pablo Arauz Pena.